Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. Perhaps more than any other royal dynasty, the French court of the Sun King, Louis XIV, was known for its excess and decadence. Philippe II, the Duke of Orléans, was Louis XIV's nephew and later became regent of France for the five-year-old heir to the throne, Louis XV. Since the Duke of Orléans lived in Paris at the Palais Royal, the official seat of the French court moved from Versailles to his Paris home during his regency. Philippe II had inherited his father's large collection of paintings, as well as the collection of Philippe de Lorraine Armagnac. This work, Saint John the Evangelist by Baroque Bolognese artist Il Domenichino, was part of that inheritance. The art collection stayed in the Orléans family until many objects were transferred from France to England during and after the years of the French Revolution. M&G's St. John was bought by the Earl of Carlisle in 1798 and hung in the Green Drawing Room at Castle Howard, where it stayed for more than 150 years before joining M&G's collection in 1969. This work has been owned by royalty and nobility throughout its lifetime, and in every century of its existence, it has been praised for its beauty. The German art critic Gustav von Wagen claimed when he saw it in 1854, "It is one of the most indisputable and admirable pictures by Domenichino existing." History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit bjumg.org.